There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It's here. Hockey starts today. And the VSiN hockey season prep guide's available now with strategies and bets for the season ahead. In-depth analysis from Andy McNeil. Predictions for teams, players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends to watch. Guide's a must-have. Key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season. Get the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe.
Coming up this hour, Adam Chernoff will join the program, friend of the show, great NFL handicapper. We'll find out any bets that he's added for the weekend. That's in 30 minutes, and a lot of NFL this hour. We'll run down some key numbers that you need to know for this week in the National Football League. And before we get to some of these trends and oddball numbers, it is becoming now, Paulie, more mainstream in the media for journalists, beat reporters, columnists, radio hosts to have conversations with players and specifically coaches now about the point spread, something that was poo-pooed not that long ago. And it seems like we're getting this now more and more. We've had it a bunch already this season in college football and the NFL. It happened again this week with an NFL coach. And, usually Mike McCarthy, head guy there in charge with the Cowboys, he usually says absolutely nothing. But here he was this week, asked if he ever used the point spread as motivation.
I don't know if I ever have. I have. I, what is it this week?
5-10.
We're underdogs? We're good. All right. Just wrote my Saturday night speech. I'm good. No, I've never used it, but I'll just say this. We're nobody's underdog. So if you need a quote.
I will say this.
Big Mike.
That crowd on Sunday in L.A. is going to be overwhelmingly one-sided, and it will not be for the home team.
70-30?
I would say at least for
you
Dallas.
Think so?
Oh, okay. the Cowboy Nation.
Yeah, and off to a good start.
No doubt. Yep. It's going. You watch. That's going to be when the Niners go to LA and play the Rams, but maybe even louder with the Cowboys.
What's Diggs to get to pick off Stafford? That's a good prop too. Will he have an interception?
Take a peek yet? Yeah. You know, all right. So, I bet the Houston Texans yesterday for various reasons. I'm pondering them in a contest play this week as well. How about this? Now the Jags have to play the role of a big favorite this week after being the big dog the last couple of weeks now, and it completely flips, and they're hosting a team that looks like a dead team when you watch them. Not a very good defense at this point, but the Jags have been favored only twice since September of 2020. That's over 33 games. So this week is going to be the third time overall as a favorite in that span, and all three times as a favorite, they've been against the Texans. The Jags have lost both games by 14-plus points.
Mm-hmm.
Should they be laying 7 points to Houston in this game? I bet no.
Nope. History plays a role. And also, I want to see where their heads are at, too. I mean, they could have won that game last week, but Lawrence had all the turnovers. See if he bounces back.
Mm-hmm.
Mills has to do a better job. Houston's offense has been a big disappointment. But again, the history here in Houston has owned them. Houston has dominated Jacksonville. And what happened last year?
Yep.
Remember all the talk? I might use Jacksonville in week one survivor, people were saying. Texans are going to be out, and they housed them.
Yep.
And then they went there and kicked their butt again on the road, too. So it's been a bad matchup for them, and the Houston's had their number for a long, long time.
Yep.
Yes, it's a different Jacksonville team, but I'm with you. They can't be laying 7 here.
I always like getting into this conversation because it seems like the only bye week conversations people ever have, it's around the post-bye week stuff. We all know that Andy Reid's been like the best coach of all time after a bye week, yada, yada, yada. What about pre-bye week numbers? And this is great because Steve Mackinnon at vsin.com, he writes about this every single year, and now we're starting to get bye weeks next week. So look ahead, the pre-bye week stuff. And I tweeted this out at Mitch Moss Radio. It's on the website, vsin.com. This has been, since vsin started, this has been an angle that has been gold. Play over the total in Monday night games featuring a team heading into its bye week. The record since 2009 is 29-11. This year, well, that comes up in a couple of days.
Right.
The Raiders are playing their pre-bye week game against the Chiefs. It's a high total, but when these two teams get together, it's generally a high-scoring game anyway. They don't have a great defense. And, you know, can the Raiders keep up with them in this game? Other spots to look at with that trend, October 31st, Cleveland, November 7th, Baltimore, and December 5th, you have New Orleans. He also points out another pre-bye week system. Play on any road team heading into its bye week on Monday night. The record overall, 21-15 straight up, but 23-12 ATS since 1996. That's 66%, and that is also the Las Vegas Raiders. Play on any team heading into its bye week when facing a divisional opponent, another one that qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
The record since 2013, 41-17 ATS, 71%. And you get a bunch of other games on the docket here. That's actually Houston, too. They qualify this week for that one.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so overall, the four teams that we have on the bye next week, the Raiders, like we talked about, they are 5-1 straight up and 4-1-1 ATS in their last six pre-bye week games. They're also 5-1 to the over in their last six against KC. The Lions and their pre-bye week game, they are 2-14 straight up and 4-12 ATS in pre-bye week road games. Well, the team's been a disaster. So
that's right. That's this one's tricky.
Yeah.
They've been bad for so long.
They are also 5-0 to the over in pre-bye week games in their last five games. Average combined score 64.6.
Now, what happens here?
Well, that one combines with how bad, you know, the totals have been great so far.
Are the Patriots going up and down the field with Zappe? Are they just going to run the ball on them? It's a historically bad defense, but if it's not Mac Jones, you know what I'm saying? Hoyer's on IR. It's either Zappe or Mac. I don't know if Mac's going to go, and Belichick's not going to give you anything.
I say they're going to be able to run the ball a lot, but also, I mean, maybe get the tight ends involved this week.
Yeah.
Right, Zappe, maybe this could be a Hunter Henry game for the Patriots.
Well, a week of practice will definitely work wonders for him, too. And
Belichick going to work with him.
Well, and then so the Patriots defense, and it is Belichick. And
well,
the
he also ran it on
good.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
He did a good job on Green Bay.
Do you think the Detroit Lions offense, which has been a revelation this year so far, do you think they're going to look like they have in the first 4 weeks against Belichick on the road?
No. Belichick will shut that down. Without Swift and St. Brown, Belichick will shut that down.
Yep. The Houston pre-bye week angle. They've lost back-to-back pre-bye week games coming off of a 5-0 straight up and ATS winning streak prior to that. They are 8-2 ATS and pre-bye week games away since coming into fruition back in 2002. So that's an angle this week. And they've gone under. They're 5-1-1 to the under. Their last seven pre-bye week games combined score 36.4. And then the final pre-bye week game this week is Tennessee. They play at Washington. They're a small favorite on the road. They've been a big over team in pre-bye week games. 10-3 on totals to the over in their last 13, allowing 29 points per game. Tennessee has gone 2-7 ATS their last nine pre-bye week games away from home. I like that the Monday night angle makes some sense, though, going over, because it's going to be, okay, and specifically with the Raiders, guys, we're 1-3. We have to absolutely show up with our A game against the Chiefs, one of the best teams in football, division rival, and we need to go into the bye week with a good message here, feeling good about ourselves. And that's been kind of, again, that goes back to 2009.
You know what I was looking at here with Tennessee? It's the first team or second team since 2000. They've scored a touchdown every game on their opening drive. I was looking at Tennessee first quarter, money line.
Is that how many games now?
Four. They're 4-4. Oh. They did it against the Bills, too. So they're all four games right down the field, touchdown to start.
Wow, okay.
Like the second team since 2000 that's happened. Think about that, how impressive that is. And Washington has been horrible. Slow starts, bad offense. I mean, that's happen again now, too.
They've been terrible first quarter and first half.
Yes, they have.
Terrible overall for the game, but specifically right. First quarter, first half.
I mean, I like Tennessee to win the game anyways, but this the first quarter angle here, I mean, that is awesome, because there's a lot of bad teams about Arizona, Pittsburgh, right? They can't do anything first quarter, first drive.
I like that.
But Tennessee, a perfect 4-4
okay.
On opening drive touchdown.
That's
so
good.
Far.
There's also this. The Browns have allowed a grand total of 0 points in the third quarter so far. So if you like to do the live betting, if you like to bet the individual quarters.
Good, but I can't get – I like that. I think that'll be a shootout.
I think the Chargers are going to be able to do a lot, yeah.
Right. To the Bills, too. The Bills haven't allowed a point in the third quarter.
Yep, 0 points.
The Bills have allowed a total of 7 second-half points this year. Now, think about that. Tennessee, 1 seed last year. Jackson, we talked about it Monday. Jackson, MVP stud quarterback, shut
down. The Rams.
Rams, shut down. 7 second – Tua didn't have the ball – but 2 in Miami. They've allowed 7 points in the second half this year, Buffalo.
And, no, that's...
and then Pittsburgh can't score in the first quarter.
Yeah.
An opening drive. So that's...
what does that say about the coaching again?
Yeah.
In the second half. Where guys...
They have guys out, too.
Yes, they do. Some key injuries here.
Right.
And the message is just like, guys, okay, we need to really ramp it up here. And they get better as the game goes on. That's incredible against good teams, too. And the Bengals have allowed 3 third quarter points the entire season. And that goes into the Ravens game in a primetime spot, a team in which, you know, to your point, they scored nothing past halftime against the Bills last week. And the Ravens have blown, you know, 2 games that they never should have far this year to start.
Well, they trailed for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Bad look. That team could easily be 4-0.
Should be. They should be. Bengals, 9 straight unders.
Yep.
Can't believe that either.
All right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll get into more of the games coming up on Sunday in the NFL. There was a key player, at least one anyway, more than that, but one specifically, who missed practice yesterday, but he said, nothing to see here, I'm not alarmed. Okay, do we take his word for it? We'll discuss that coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more. This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks and AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
Okay, so you're asking about what this Patriots offense might look like against the Lions defense because of the quarterback situation in New England. Maybe this is going to be like a Tyreek Hill situation where he said, he'd put up numbers with a reporter this week. When he was asked the question, he goes, I put up numbers with you.
Yeah.
Maybe the Patriots can put up numbers with us too. Because when you look at the Lions' overall defensive metrics, okay, this is defensively now. Total EPA per play, they're dead last. Passing EPA per play, EPA expected points added per play. They're second to last. Explosive pass percentage, they're bottom 10. Rushing EPA per play allowed, dead last. Explosive rush percentage, they're in the bottom 4 allowed. Points per game, dead last. Play success rate, 31st. Drive success rate, 25th. Maybe the Patriots just go out there and have, at the end of the day, it's going to be like, oh, there's 400 yards and 31 points because the defense is so bad. I mean, we're talking about that game from last night. Like, how is it going to get better for the Colts or the Broncos, specifically the Colts on offense? If Bailey Zappe puts up numbers against the Lions defense, how are they going to correct this thing midseason?
Right, and you would see a changes here as well. I mean, if you can't slow them down and it's Zappe, you got to make changes if you're Campbell. The other thing, it's a coaching mismatch too.
Oh, totally.
And then I like kind of like the Patricia angle as well, though.
Yeah.
But this is the season for New England. I mean, if they want to do anything and have any hopes, because they showed fight. I mean, they were right there with Green Bay with a third-string quarterback and a rookie. Hell of a job, right?
You had a 24-17 lead.
You win this, you're still in it, right? You lose this, it really is over.
playoffs and all this other talk.
Because
it's not. But there are some winnable games coming up. You get the Jets, that kooky schedule, what, two times in 3 weeks? Or two. So you have the Jets coming up. The Jets are lost 12 in a row inside the division. So you get Mac back. Not Sunday. He's coming back. So you can still get, maybe think about playoffs because the offense looked good. Look good against Green Bay. Look great against Baltimore. Just had silly turnovers. So at least, I mean, I said no shot going into the season. But at least you have a chance here. You think you could go to Cleveland and win, right? Look how that schedule comes up now. You beat Detroit. No. I would not be shocked you go to Cleveland and win with Mac. Bears, Jets, Colts, bye Jets. Certainly doable for New England to get back in this.
Yep. So here is Lions head coach Dan Campbell talking about facing a Bill Belichick coach team.
Well, his teams are always going to they're never going to let the best player beat you on either side of the ball. That's what that is 100%. Whatever you do well is what they're going to try to take away first and foremost. And if you can find a way to win it without that, then, you know, okay, he's playing the odds. So he's always been that way. I know his defenses are always opportunistic, man. So they're grabbing balls, they're punching them out. Shoot, they had a pick and a punch out, pull out, really by the same player. But they do it. It's all over the tape. They've always been that way. Find a way to get the turnovers, and it's really, they're going to make you beat yourself. You know, they'll play the long game here and make you make a mistake and then capitalize on it.
Here's the bad news for the Lions. Is that maybe their two best players on offense, DeAndre Swift and Amon-Ra St. Brown, both missed practice again yesterday.
Yeah, not good. Everything Campbell said is 100% on the money.
Oh, it's spot on.
They don't
on.
Beat themselves. Why they've been the best organization for 20 years in this league.
And they'll slow down whatever you do best.
That's right.
Yeah, and you have two of your best players again out for the game. That completely stings. What's your angle with the London game? This number is weird to me right now. You can find 7.5.
Yeah, I'd be careful with these two games. Okay, number one, because this Geno Smith story is astonishing. But the Saints are number one in turnovers, and they're number two in penalties. They keep beating themselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the angle after they play in London.
Angle is, right, and it's a small sample, but the teams off the London game that did not have a bye, they said no bye, right? So this affects Minnesota and New Orleans. Every single time they've been tied or trailing entering the fourth quarter. So it's been a struggle the following week. Remember that, too, with the Giants and Packers and coming up. So with the Saints, what's going to happen to quarterback? I thought they played well last week. With all those guys that were out, I think Kamara might go. But all these injuries that they had, and they still were in position to beat the Vikings?
I thought they were the better team.
Absolutely. That's a hell of a job. And what does that say about Minnesota, too? But the Saints, with the turnovers and the penalties, this has to stop. They have to get healthy. But I do think they'll move it at will against this god-awful Seattle defense. But that is something to factor in with going from London and then coming back and the history there. And the same thing with the Vikings. Now, the favorite has won 9 in a row in Minnesota games. But again, this Chicago passing attack or lack thereof, it's a horror show. I mean, Fields has 34 completions, but and there's 16 points per game. This is another. The Vikings should win, but you're right. Look at you 7.5.
Right.
I don't trust the Vikings in Survivor. Believe it or not, because of this London angle. When you look, and this could be a tight game in the fourth quarter in both of those.
So you obviously don't trust them with teasers in either.
No.
Okay. So this Packer game, the number keeps coming down. It's 7.5. Is that strange to you that people are still gobbling up the Giants evidently? Because now,
yeah, even if it's Jones, he's got to be compromised. He can't move. And what does he have? Taylor's out, and you might be going.
That's
with
right.
They brought in Fromm and who was the other guy? But they worked out a couple people this week. So
right now the Packers are readily available on teasers, two team 6-point teasers down to 1.5.
Yeah, rest assured, they yelled at him all week about come on with the run defense.
No question.
All it is going to be Barkley. That's all. That's all the Giants can do. Mass unit. All these guys hurt. Shepard's hurt. Galladay's hurt. Right. No wide receivers. And that's only Jones is compromised, and Rodgers is correct, but they will figure this out. This is not sustainable. You need big plays in the passing game, and you need big plays on offense.
Right.
It'll eventually come. Dobbs had to drop. So, yeah, I'm with you. Packers are great on a teaser. I think the Packers will win.
I have not had success this year betting teasers. It's been a failure so far in the first month, but that's not going to stop me from this week firing. I'm going to come right back, and I have to be involved with Green Bay. And down to 1.5?
Yeah, and I love first quarter under.
So first quarter under in this one?
Yes. Giants aren't going to do anything on offense, so they haven't done anything on offense.
We will do tease up, tease down later on in the show or pass, but I need to just, I mean, look, the Buccaneers, I missed my chance with the Buccaneers. They're up to 10.
Yeah.
So I got to find another, you know, partner here to tease with Green Bay and, you know, make it an official bet. This, okay, so do you think there's a chance we could almost get a replay of last night's game, Broncos-Colts, with the Cowboys and the Rams? Maybe not to that extent where it's 12-9 and people are breaking things watching the game because it's so bad, but where like an out total can come under the total. Like it's like a betting under 38.5 or 37.5 right now would not be the worst idea because this can easily land 20-17 in that range.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little concerned about Kellen Moore. He's too aggressive. I thought the play calling in the second half was ridiculous against Washington, what he was doing. Run the ball, be safe. They can't score on you. Right, but I'd say no in terms of the last night was a joke. But I think you're going to see turnovers at Stafford, number one. So you got the turnover angle.
And well, you had them last night with Matt Ryan too.
Yeah,
but Stafford's good for a pick six once in a while too, as we all know.
Yeah, but when does the turnover also happen as well?
Well, here's why
this could be 13-10. Yeah, you might have something.
I don't like it as much as last night because they actually on both sides of the ball here we do have explosive playmakers. I mean, we all know that Cooper Kupp, C.D. Lamb, Pollard can look good once in a while, but there is this. Todd Archer, who covers the Cowboys, tweeted out that Lamb did not practice because of a groin injury. That never sounds good late in the week. But as he pointed out, doesn't seem overly concerned. Lamb said, quote, "I'm fine. We're good. I don't want to scare anybody."
All right.
But again, you look at how this team matches up or how they each match up with each other. All the advanced metrics on offense for the Cowboys are middle of the pack to lower, like bottom half in the entire league. Rams defense, pretty good. I don't know. The Cowboys are not running the ball on this team.
No, I know.
There's no way.
Well, the Rams' offensive numbers are hideous.
They're hideous.
They're 28th in offense. They're 30th in rushing attack. They've allowed a bunch of sacks.
And the Cowboys' defensive numbers are, a lot of them, key numbers, are all top 10, including they're number three right now in pressure rate. And on offense for the Rams, they're 20th in pressure rate allowed. This is going to be like Lawrence and Parsons all day long. We saw what happened to the Rams offensive line on Monday night, and if they're maybe still a little bit dinged up, this Cowboys front will be in his face, and that, I guess that's where your point of how this guy could be fumbling, strip sack, throwing the ball, pick six, whatever, that would be my concern more than last night how we could have those. Yeah, there you go.
I talked about it with the look-ahead lines. I definitely like but it moved too.
Yeah, right? It's definitely 46
down, 46 down to 42.5 as it should have been.
I totally agree with the move.
Great job by Dallas. We ripped Big Mike, but it's a hell of a job. To go 3-0 with Cooper Rush here and save the season, I thought they were dead and buried. Great job. But the defense has been awesome. Awesome job defensively.
Mike McCarthy deserves a ton of credit. We got to own it.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't like the guy. I think he's a terrible head coach, but done a hell of a job so far this year.
You mentioned the Atlanta quickly, the Tampa though, but Brady 10-0 against Atlanta.
Owns him.
8-2 ATS, and hasn't lost three in a row since 2002, which we went over Tuesday.
I'm not going to look at that last game and say the Chiefs did whatever they wanted. I don't know if the Falcons run on the Buccaneers.
Nah, no Patterson now.
All right, good friend of the show, great NFL handicapper Adam Chernoff joins the program up next. What has he added for the week? Find out coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall season long, BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Player prop coming up with Adam Chernoff. Every week, BetRivers has great house specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams, favorite players with BetRivers. It's always a great game and a whole new game at Bet Rivers. He's on every Tuesday and Friday during the football season. Follow him on Twitter at Adam Chernoff, covers.com. Watch his release shows and the Simple Handicap podcast. Couple plays coming up in a second. We have to recap the abomination last night. As you tweeted, Broncos in the second half, first and goal, blocked field goal. First and 10 at the 27, field goal. First and 10 at the Indy 32, interception. First and 10 at the Indy 19, interception. First and 10 at the Indy 14, turnover on downs, scored 3 points. I mean, what? Hackett might be the guy who's going to go first. He's clearly in over his head. Where do you start? What do you make? Fans leaving the game before overtime started. They were so disgusted.
That might have been the worst part of it. You mentioned a lot of bad things in about 30 seconds there. That might have been the worst part. If you go to a game as an adult and you're wearing the jersey and you're sitting there and you can't stick it out to the end of the game, never mind a game that goes to overtime, that's tied, that you were leading for the most part, boy, that was an embarrassment for Broncos fans. What a soft fan base that was. Good grief. But, yeah, I mean, what do you make of these offenses at this point? The Broncos can't do anything once they get across midfield.
Right.
Even when they have big explosive plays, the wide receivers are fighting themselves for it, and they can't get the ball inside of the end zone. Now, the one thing I'll say about Hackett is, I don't know the full extent of, was it him calling the plays on those fourth downs or what he was doing, but he went back and he hired an assistant coach to help him with late game decisions. And I think he made the right call on the play before in regulation, but then he follows it up with that pass and the interception, which was just atrocious. But I don't know what you do with the Broncos at this point. I don't know if Hackett stays. I don't know how you find something within that offense. This is just as bad as it gets right now for football.
But we are in a world of hurt with our Colts futures, though. I mean, they can't protect Ryan. They can't run the ball. There's no, as you tweeted, the wide receivers can't get open. I mean, this, I can't believe they won the game. But that is, he's been sacked 21 times already, Ryan.
He's holding on to the ball forever. So his time to throw last night before overtime, so in regulation, 3.25 seconds. To put that in perspective, Daniel Jones is dead last in the league for the season as a whole at 3.05 seconds. And what this shows you is how much he is uncomfortable with his receivers and how bad the offensive line is. Because Daniel Jones, mobile quarterback, a lot of the other guys that are close to 3 seconds, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, they extend plays to make things happen. Matt Ryan is not extending anything play-wise. He's just a sitting duck in the pocket. So the offensive line can't protect. And part of the reason he's holding the ball for so long, the average separation for his wide receivers, worst in the NFL. And his running backs are getting contacted at the line of scrimmage a shorter distance than any other team in the NFL. So the team can't block, the receivers can't get open, and the running backs have no space to work with. He's a sitting duck in the pocket. Now, of the two teams here that we watched last night, I think the Colts have a better chance to turn things around, but boy, it's easy to turn something around when it's this bad. You only need a micro improvement. But this is just is bad on both sides.
That's where, Adam, I said to me it was the Broncos. I said that earlier in the show because at least I know Javonte Williams is hurt, but at least to me they still have some playmakers. So maybe there's a sliver of hope there. I like Sutton. Judy, I don't know what at this point. I still kind of like him, but he dropped that touchdown last night. Exactly what you just said. I don't see any explosiveness coming from the Colts side on offense for the rest of the year. The O-line is completely shot the way it looks all of a sudden, and the receivers are, they're not helping out Matt Ryan at all.
None, but maybe the question here is, do we see the Colts go to Nick Foles? I don't know if that's in play, but how interesting would that be if there's the QB switch? But I don't know. This is this is tough both ways.
All right, let's get to the picks rapid fire. Let's start with the Bills. What, Steelers' longest, biggest dog in 50 years with this point spread? But we talked about this before you came on. I mean, how's Pittsburgh going to score? The Bills have allowed a total of 7 second-half points, even with all these injuries. In Pittsburgh, I think we're at 12 games in a row now without an offensive touchdown in the first quarter. Tough assignment for Pickett, too, going on in a hostile environment.
Rookie QB making his first start on the road in Buffalo. Ugly all the way around. Biggest point spread in 50 years. It could arguably be bigger here. If there's a team that I want to look at to bet on in a situation like this where they keep their foot on the gas and blow out really bad teams, it's the Buffalo Bills. And they've shown that the last couple of seasons with Allen, with McDermott. This team gets a lead. They build on it. They don't slow down. And so I really like that from that perspective. And I think that the Steelers defense, this is quickly becoming one of the more overrated units in the league, perception-wise, versus what they're actually putting out on the field.
Well said.
And so I think Buffalo here is in a really good spot to score a lot. They keep the foot on the gas. Big favorite. I like him.
Davis over, too?
Davis is getting in his first full week of practice since week one. It's going to be a big difference to this offense as well. He's the clear number two guy on a team that actually has a couple injuries at depth on wide receiver. So getting Davis back is huge. I think this is a really big spot for him. He's at 46.5 right now. That's a bet you can go over. So Bills minus 14 and Davis over 46.5.
Very good. Jotting that down right now. Sticking in that division, the AFC East. Do you like the Jets and the points this weekend?
Here we go. So you can get them plus 3.5, minus 120 this morning. If you're seeing a three, like look around, you can get three and a half, minus 120. That's the price I would take. This is a little subjective and maybe a bit of a finicky handicap, but I've never seen a team that is as bad as the Jets be so accepting of each other and have such good chemistry in everything that they do. And it goes from Twitter to Instagram, how this entire offense is speaking with each other. It's what they're doing in interviews with all the press conferences that these guys hold. There is a lot of chemistry on the offensive side of the football for the Jets that just hasn't been realized. And you just never see it with bad teams ever. And this is like they're acting like they're one of the best teams in the NFL, the way they're going around and speaking and handling things. I don't know what's going on there. But this was also a team, the Jets, they had a ton of preseason support from professional bettors, all the win total markets, the futures markets. They were a very popular team. And they, of course, had to start the season with Joe Flacco. Wilson didn't get the full week of practice, nor did his full offense going into the Steelers game. This week is kind of like the first game of the regular season in many ways for this Jets offense. So I think we see that fully realized. The Dolphins have issues on defense injury-wise, but that was a team so far to date that's really been playing a little bit above what the scoreboard has shown. And so to me, this is a spot where you have the backup QB in Bridgewater, laying more than a field goal on the road against the Jets team that finally has their whole offense together. And much like I've been betting on the Packers, their team total, the overs, I think the Jets' offense is a really interesting team to watch the next couple of weeks as they develop. So I'll take them here, getting 3.5 at home.
You gave us a teaser on Tuesday when you joined us earlier in the week. That was Packers-Buccaneers. That's now long gone because the Buccaneers are up to like 10. But you have another teaser that you like in like 90 seconds. Who is it this week?
Yeah, that Packers-Bucks teaser was really good. The Packers are still out there as a leg, so you can do with that as what you wish with these other two teams if you want to combine them or use them. But the teaser I'll go with today, Jags and Vikings, two home favorites of 7.5 points. Tease them both down below the 7 and the 3. The Jags now get their easiest opponent of the season in the Houston Texans, have loved everything they've done up to this point. Had a double-digit lead against a very good Eagles team. Go on the road to L.A., put up 38 points in a dominating win. Week before, shut out the Colts. A lot of good things going on for the Jags. Now a huge step down in class at home against the Texans. Really good spot against a very bad defense. And then the Vikings, they come back from London, obviously. So that's a spot that people want to look at and circle. But I'm looking at this as a Bears team that is just going the wrong direction in everything they're doing. They can't pass. The defense is breaking down and allowing teams to walk up and down the field. The Vikings team that now steps back in class after a couple difficult games at home with their offense, like them to win here and cover on a short number. If you're teasing it down through the 3, you're going to get it to 1.5. So I think that's a really good leg to go with the Jags, two home favorites, down through the 7 and the 3.
Excellent analysis as always, my man. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff. And download, listen, subscribe to his podcast. It's called The Simple Handicap. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday, but the day before, hey, man, have a great Canadian Thanksgiving on Monday.
Hey, Canadian Thanksgiving to everybody watching on Sportsnet north of the border. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Enjoy the games, and we'll chat on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Back at you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Up next, we will continue talking about the National Football League. On paper, we may not get a bigger mismatch based on current numbers all year long. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
It's all heating up today. What a time to be a sports fan. MLB playoffs, hockey starts, good college football card tonight. Fall sports heating up at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. NBA's coming.
Yeah.
Tanking for Wembanyama. This is going to be ridiculous, isn't it? Bet Rivers, your go-to book. All the latest lines, odds, and boosts for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. Perfect time to join Bet Rivers. And a new better, you get up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit. Use the code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
You know, I watched that kid play again yesterday. It's try to do this once. Try to have a realistic conversation about what you would give up for Victor Wembanyama in the NBA. Because everything sounds ridiculous, but for the most part, it would be realistic.
Yep.
I mean, I'd give up 10 first-round picks for the guy. I don't care. Down the road, future picks. How many players do you want? It's like it's Ohtani, but even a bigger deal, maybe.
I like that discussion. Or what? Like, who would you? What superstar would you hold on to?
Well, that's part of the whole thing.
I know. I mean, it's like I'm not. You can't have that guy. Okay. Like, what'd you do?
I got our buddy Indy Jeff last night. Sent me a couple of texts.
He likes Bush Light. Yeah.
What would you do? Would you give up Embiid for the kid?
Oh God! Now that I can't do.
Oh, I don't hesitate.
No.
1,000%. I give him up.
Oh, Mitch.
Then he asked me about Kawhi.
Because of the injuries?
Guys. I love Joel Embiid.
Oh, no.
We've never seen anything like this kid before. Have you seen his shot?
Yeah, I know, but I'm concerned about... Remember, Yao, the injuries. When you're that big, you know, that's the other thing that could...
Would you give up... He also asked me if I'd give up Kawhi Leonard.
Well, he's got injury problems.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, I would, yes.
I mean, I'm not going to give up Giannis, I don't think.
No.
I don't think I'd give up Luka. Beyond that, I think everybody's open. Would you give up Zion Williamson for the kid?
Oh, come on.
It's not no hesitation.
Please. Please.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. If he's the way he's going, he has eat himself out of the game.
Yep.
Although apparently he's in, you know, he's in the other
thing. It looks good.
Yeah. Ben Simmons passing the ball nonstop last night.
Of course. That's, did you see that? They got blown out, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, of course they did.
Anyway, so
it's going to be easy to defend if he's got one guy refuses to shoot. I don't care. Steve, now go ahead.
Yep. So the Eagles are on the road here, lane 5, 5.5.
Can't wait. They're going to take over that stadium, too. I saw all the tweets.
You did? Okay.
Play a ton of Eagle fans making the trip. There'll be no home field advantage, and they're lousy at home anyways.
Yeah, it's 48.5, 49. Are we going to get points in this game?
I think we could. You're right. But that again goes back to the nasty defense and then what Philly or what Arizona has been unable to do in the first quarter. Philly, incidentally, second team since 1999, haven't allowed a field goal in the first four games. I just love how they're playing an offense. I liked RG3's tweet about how do you stop this, about how it's designed, right? Sick offensive line. Probably the best in football. And then the RPOs, what they're doing? I mean, when I put it in the running back's belly when I'm Hurts, and then I can come back, take it out, throw. I got Brown. I got Smith. Or I could give it to Sanders. Or I could keep it, and they come around the side, right? A little bit of 49ers with the pistol with Kaepernick. I would say better because Hurts is a better passer.
Put it this way. Just say the Eagles are the exact opposite of what we watched last night.
Yeah. I mean, RG3 had a good tweet about how scary this offense is right now and what they're doing, especially with the run game. But the problems they pose for defenses, and I also think they have a big coaching edge here as well.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So, again, all of their offensive numbers, they're basically in the advanced metrics. They're top five in a lot of these categories. Meanwhile, the Cardinals are, we're talking bottom five, bottom 10, bottom half of the league in a lot of defensive metrics. Here, you know, going with the game flow, because the Eagles are such a great team out of the gates, scripting the play. Second quarter, they've been awesome.
That's the big one, second quarter.
Right.
Huge, because remember, Arizona only 16 points in the first half this year, and they haven't scored in the first quarter. And Philly has been killing people in the second. Now, they got some issues in the fourth quarter, but they've been killing people in the second quarter. So Eagles' first half looks like a layup.
So my thought is they're going to get out to a nice lead here, and the Cardinals are going to be, like always, the Cardinals are going to be playing catch-up at home, and it's going to be Kyler Murray trying to make, you know, the miraculous happen. And will the Eagles' defense allow it? Is kind of like, well, 48.5, 49. What if the Eagles are leading 24-7 at halftime? It's going to be Kyler Murray trying to make magic every single time he, you know, says hot.
The other thing I can't get away from is how bad they are at home. Again, it's a historic run here.
Yeah.
They've won 10 of 11 on the road straight up. Lousy. Hideous at home. And look at this year. 0-2 at home. Can't do anything on offense. 2-0 on the road.
Okay, so then you get, and here's maybe the most lopsided matchup on paper to date, for sure, and maybe for the entire year. It's Carolina at home to San Francisco. Now, it's a short week again for the Niners, going to the East Coast after the Monday night win. But on offense, Carolina, they rank dead last in total EPA per play and passing EPA per play. The 49ers are first and third overall on defense. They're number one overall on pressure. They're number one points allowed per game. Carolina 17th overall. Play success rate on defense. Niners defense first overall. Panthers offense 21st overall. Drive success rate. Niners second best in the league. Panthers third worst. So the Niners rank at the top or near the top of almost every defensive category. And the Panthers are 32nd, 32nd, 26th, 18th, 21st, 29th. At or near the very bottom on all these key offensive numbers.
Right. All Jimmy G has to do, don't turn it
That's
over.
That's it.
Just run the ball, they'll be fine. And this, you know, how bad Mayfield's been, a 1-10 ATS run for Carolina, 7 straight unders for the 49ers, better numbers as of now than the 85 Bears in the 2000
Think
Ravens
about that.
Defensively, what they're giving up, yards per play. Right. So Carolina shouldn't be able to do anything offensively or in a running game.
Totally agree.
But I mean, the one thing, because you got to win by margin, but the short week and the travel, which maybe could be a factor
for
San Francisco.
Here's Panthers head coach Matt Rhule. He was asked what they can do to turn this thing around.
I think we have good players. I think I trust our players. I think we have to make more plays on offense. I think our defense is playing well. I think our special teams is playing well. I think our O-line's playing well. I think our guys practice hard and play hard. I think we lost two games closely. Last game was 10-10 in the fourth quarter. If we start playing better on offense, we'll have a chance in every game. I'm not saying we're going to win every game, but we'll have a chance. I mean, we had to get a ball in the fourth quarter down 13-10. That's a game that we feel like, you know, versus a team that went 13-3 last year. We feel like we have a chance to win. So to me, for our guys, it's about getting better. So it's my same message. The same message I had last week after the Saints win was just get better. We just, you know, let go of the rope a little bit at the end of that game.
I wonder what this team would look like if they had a competent quarterback.
Yeah. Very disappointed in Baker this year. I was wrong. Yeah. He's nothing left. No good.
Oh, I burn money. I burn money with this team. Yeah. I bet him to make the playoffs. I bet him in various ways. No chance.
Well, also on rule, they had no business beating the Saints. They shouldn't have won that game. They had a defensive touchdown in that one, too.
And the Saints did nothing.
Yeah, right, right.
But that's the thing. The Panthers have a good defense.
Yep, they do. I want to go. I hate to do it, but I like the other side in this Jets game.
Okay.
I'm against Chernoff. I don't think there's a drop-off here between, big drop-off between Tua and Teddy, if any. Now, I mentioned all week, 24-6 ATS career on the road for Teddy. 43-21 career ATS. They've won 8-9 against the Jets. Jets have lost 12 in a row in the division. Jets, let's be honest, the Jets should be 0-4. Come on. The miracle win in Cleveland,
oh, yeah.
And they're down 10 with 8 minutes in Pittsburgh.
Don't remind me.
Right, the Jets shouldn't have a win. So what is it like? And here's Teddy Bridgewater on being a backup in the mindset now that he gets the start on Sunday.
Honestly, it's just be yourself. I can't be Tua. I had to learn a lesson when I was in New Orleans. I couldn't be Drew Brees. So it's like, as long as I continue to be myself, the guys realize, man, this guy isn't faking. He's not trying to be something he's not. It's like, it's a sense of relief. Like, okay, yeah, we know we're getting a real version of him. He's not trying to be something he's not. And that's just my approach every day.
Okay, I like that. Two things. He didn't underthrow Hill in the Thursday night game. He hit him in stride and put up good numbers when he came in and to replace Tua after the injury.
Very true.
He won in Minnesota. He won when Brees was out in New Orleans. It was, hit or miss with Denver last year, but look at their offense this year. But the guy's had a pretty good career. And he's serviceable. He's serviceable, but I'll have to find and watch and wait and see what happens. I don't think there's a big drop-off. And I trust McDaniel and the coaching staff and the weapons that they have, that they'll move the ball against a bad Jets defense, and they'll do enough offensively and cover and get the win.
I'll give you this right now. Bridgewater is 43-21 ATS in his career. Think about that.
Yep.
Including, Paul, you ready for this? Yeah, 24-6 on the road. In the last 20 years, he's the fifth most profitable quarterback ATS. Thanks to Evan Abrams for that. Abrams for that information.
Awesome.
That's very good. Brady's number one, Rodgers number two, Manning number three, Drew Brees number four, Teddy Bridgewater is number five.
Didn't win games in Carolina, but covered a lot of numbers.
That's what we're talking about here.
They were a bad team.
Yes.
They were a bad team. Now I'm favored here, but I've owned the Jets. The Jets have been horrible in the division, and the Jets, that's a phony record. And I have the Jets win total over, but that's phony. They should be 0-4.
It is time now for the pro tip of the hour. We've reached a point in the season where you must factor buys in your handicapping, even the week before the buy can be a factor. And again, the pre-buy week stuff from Steve Mackin and up at VSiN.com. It is sensational. You need to factor that in. That's our pro tip for the hour. You get one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And those are available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. We'll spend some time looking for some winners in the MLB wild card round coming up next.
Time, baby, and you're just lying there watching on the couch. That's not gonna cut it. You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook. There you go. Now you're live in the action. Live in game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.